This is Capricorn FM Podcast.
As we move on now onto our next conversation, still focusing on COVID-19, we'll be talking in a short while to Baroka FC chairperson, Khurisi Mpatlele, talking to us about what they are doing in this regard to play their part in supporting, the drive to make sure that the people of the province and beyond get some help. As we know that Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates did also, show what they are planning to do together with multi-choice. So Khurisi Mpatlele joins us on the line to talk to us about that. Mohara, good evening.
Gwena, good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you very much for making time to speak to us under this tough times. And before we talk about what Baroka is doing, to help with COVID-19, how's the team coping at this time where we're not sure whether the league will resume, if it resumes, when it will resume?
Yeah, everybody just waiting and see. Frustrating to the boys, frustrating to the management, and to the supporters. This is not man-made a disaster. We can't blame anybody.
Mm.
So we must just be patient and be positive that this will pass and we'll resume with our business.
Mm. And as far as just how the club is running, is it not affecting you in terms of the grants that you are getting from the league, the payments that you have to make to the players? Is that not affecting the club?
It is affecting the club because we don't rely on one source of income.
Mm.
We're relying on a couple of source of income. Caterking and the other sponsor and the other partners which are contributing towards the smooth running of the team. So it affects us because those other we cannot able to claim because of lack of activity.
I can imagine that, but I'm sure that something will come out and we'll be able to get back into action. Now let's talk about what you as a club are doing as Baroka to help in this fight against COVID-19. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Baroka FC in partnership with the Global as our sponsor, a headline sponsor. Yeah, we contribute a lot towards helping the most needy people. Last week we had a ball whereby we were contributing towards the food parcels with a Global. So we are indeed we are doing everything in our power where we can help, and we are planning to go to our hospital to share with them the mask, the gloves. So the Global and ourselves will announce the date very, very soon.
And why is it important, Mohara, that as a club you get involved in this drive?
You know, there's no club without the people. If there's no people, there's no club. So what helped our people? They helped the club. If our people don't have food to eat, that means the club will have no food to eat as well. So it affects us. We must do everything in our power. The little we have, we must share with our people.
And in terms of just getting the community getting involved, is there a drive that the club is going on, apart from partnering with Global, who are your sponsors, to donate this? Are you getting the community involved?
Yes, we are getting community involved, definitely, because it's not only Baroka FC and the Global. Where we are handing in handing the food parcel, the community and the councillors that are involved, because currently our provincial government have opened a food bank. So whatever we pledge, whatever we contribute, it going to the food bank. So the councillors and the government official are involved. So definitely we are involving the community.
You know, and in terms of just using the brand that is Barocca, the players, I understand that there has to be social distancing. Players have to stay at home and practice. But is there a role that you are getting them to play, or is it something that management does?
Yeah, the coach before the lockdown have given them program to follow in terms of the distance and stay at home. So I'm told that everybody is following that, monitoring the player, and everybody is busy doing their part.
And just as we wind down the conversation, you know, and maybe a question that should go to the players and the coaches, and I'm hoping Ugaru Tusha just to answer. In terms of keeping the players busy, how do you monitor gore bakhona go keep a fit in case we are able to go to level 2 and 1 and then start playing again?
I'm not the good person to answer that, but I'll try. They told me that they are talking to the players via the social media, and they are talking to them on a daily basis, and then they are checking their program, and they are checking their weight as well. It's important so that a player every day is checking his weight so that he can monitor the body weight.
So there are plans to make sure that they stay fit. Okay, Mkhara, let's leave it there. But thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us, and great work that you are doing as Barocca to help out, in fighting this COVID-19.
Well, thank you very much, and hoping that everything will be safe and everybody safe, and we'll come back and play football again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much. That's Khurish Mpatlele talking to us there about what they are doing as Barocca.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.